issues are still going on there, and we heard yesterday that it may take up to 200 working days for them to be able to retrieve a part that they need to ensure that the plant will work appropriately.
That's what I've been informed. Yes, that's what I've been informed from a reliable source or something. There's one part in particular, 200 working days, I'm told, they've been told to expect up until they get to retrieve this part, some kind of computer component, whatever it is, something to do with the computer system, a component of some nature on the computer end of it. So as a result now, things are not working there properly now because this part is missing. So it's like everything in life. It's just alterations have been made to keep things going. Hopefully the alterations will stand, albeit a stress factor have been altered. I hope the alteration stays in place and keeps things going. But setting alongside that 2M as well as a few other days, this is totally, totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Aerial Water need to, as we asked for yesterday, need to come to the table, need to meet us, need to step up to the plate and meet us and tell us why all this is happening. Why can they give us a believable explanation, because you couldn't make this up, that it's 200 days to get a vital part, to retrieve a vital part that is needed. And why then, like every other industrial place through the place, whether it be a factory, whether it be a quarry, whether it be a shop, or whatever the case may be, in the industrial world, has basically a workshop with their various common parts that are going to wear and tear and break down and so on. There's not even nothing like that in our big plant. There's no spare parts there. So even the most common thing breaks down, Emma. A pump, a motor, etc. It's not even there to reach on. Something that goes regularly on these types of plants is not even there to reach on. So that means whatever day it breaks, if they can't get it that day, it's into the next day and so on. This is unacceptable. This is a question that Irish Water will be asked and have to come to the meeting, to the table, and meet with us and explain what is going on here. Why can they not get these things done? And more importantly, as well as the parts, equally as well as the parts, why can they not get a technician there straight away to fix things, to make a start and then going through things? Albeit granted, we realise now he doesn't have all the parts when he lands, but for what he can do on the computer end of it, to make a start and eliminate these bugs and viruses that are there at the minute, causing the problems. Because there will come a day, this whole thing is going to collapse, Emma, and believe me, this will happen eventually if things are not addressed. And it's up to Irish Water and to get the relevant technicians and so on there, and to help the guys on the ground. To be fair to the guys on the ground, my hat goes off to them and all credit to them. Them poor fellows are burnt out. They've had a very, very stressful couple of weeks there, leading up to Christmas and all through Christmas and the weekend past there. Been over there 24/7, night and day, trying to keep the thing going for the townlands areas of Godahork and the Falkiar and so on, and all the outlying areas. They are stressed to the max, and that's not fair in them either. Irish Water need to step up to the plate and have a bit of appreciation for the workers there, and appreciate the work that they're doing. And again, like was touched on yesterday, nobody knows better what's going on other than the workers on the ground and the county councillors on the ground that are hearing it firsthand from everybody that's telling them on the ground. No point talking to a head boy in Dublin or Cork, because he's not aware of what's going on in Donegal, and that's the bottom line, Emma. And I think that's what the public need to get here. They need to listen to the workers on the ground, the engineers that are there dealing with the plant day in, day out, know it inside out, know what's happening. But again, when it gets to the technical end of it, it's gone beyond some of them now with their capabilities on the computer end of it, and we need this computer tech there to eliminate what bugs and viruses they can at the moment, in the absence of this part that's going to take 200 days to get, which is crazy, ridiculous. I cannot get my head around this, and I want an explanation why the hell is it taking so long to get this. But again, we're not going to get that explanation unless Irish Water agree, and they haven't yet, unless they agree to come to the table to meet with us